Did you notice the special candle this morning? Right there on the Advent wreath? Isn't it pretty? It's shining bright. Do you see lights around for Christmas? Yes, we got lights on the trees. We got lights on our houses. We've got candles, all kinds of special Christmas lights. So today I brought some lights to show you. See this? You know what kind of light this is? Do you have one of these at home? No? This is a night light, right? And
I have a lamp.
Yeah, you do? And sometimes kids are afraid of the dark. Why do you think kids are afraid of the dark? You're not? Not at all? You don't worry about something might be hiding under your bed or in your closet? No? You check to make sure. So this sometimes a light helps, a lamp or a night light. Sometimes that helps if you're afraid of the dark. But you know what? Sometimes grown-ups are afraid of the dark too. They might be going outside and they're afraid that they're going to trip and fall and get hurt, so they carry a light so they don't fall. Or they might be afraid that there might be a bad guy hiding somewhere and they want to be prepared to run. So they've got to see him. So they bring a light. There you go. The Bible uses light and darkness as a picture of sin and the troubles that sin brings in our life. And we sin when we disobey God. So I'm going to say some sentences. And I'm going to get this out too. This is another light I have. I'm going to say some sentences, and I want you to say light or darkness, okay? If it's what God wants us to do, then you say light. If it's not, then you say darkness. Obeying parents. Is it light or darkness? Obeying parents.
Light.
Light. You're right. Saying mean things to our friends. Darkness, right. Thanking God.
Light.
Light, right. Taking someone's things without asking. Dark, right. Let's see what I had else on here. Praying to Jesus, our best friend.
Light.
Light, right. Lying to our teachers.
Darkness,
right. Pushing others aside so we can be first. Dark, right. So the darkness of sin brings lots of troubles and hurt into our lives. And you know what? Because of the darkness of sin, all people die. I like that light. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question here. Now, do you remember the first people that God made? Remember what their names were? Adam and Eve, right. And when God made Adam and Eve, it was a beautiful world. There was no sin, no sin in the world at all. But one day, God's first people disobeyed him. And that was a dark, dark day and a terrible day. And ever since that day, there's trouble, sickness, pain, sadness, and even death. But that's not the end of the story. Darkness is not the end. Death will not win. Sickness won't win. Sadness won't win. On the very first Christmas, what happened? God sent his son, Jesus, to rescue us. And the Bible says Jesus is the light of the world. Can you say that? Jesus is the light of the world. Right. He takes away the darkness and gives us forgiveness and joy. And I've got something to show you here. This is something you're going to take home, and it makes a mobile that you hang up, and every day you get to put a star on it till you count the days until Christmas. Okay, so you get to put a star, and it has a Bible verse you can read with your mom and dad, right? And you get to hang it up, and when Christmas comes, it'll all be covered with stars to remind you Jesus is the light of the world. So this is what you're going to have to take home with you. This little paper tells your mom and dad how to do it, okay? So I'll give one to you. And this is for your whole family, not just for you, okay? So your brothers and sisters can be part of it too, right? And here you go. Thanks for coming up.